Jerry Bader Show 925. E.J. Dion had a piece in the Washington Post talking about how conservative this agreement is and that liberals shouldn't like the budget deal. And that conservatives can't live with it shows how far to the right we have been pulled. That's the mantra out there. That's what liberals have been trying, are just so radical to the right. This agreement is actually very, very conservative. No, it's not. Everybody gets a little of what they want and none of what they really want. And that's usually what compromises are. But nobody will talk about, and the problem is this is going to take years to illustrate, nobody will talk about de Blasio in New York and what an ultra, ultra lib he is and what's going to happen to that city. But right now, the de Blasio Warren wing, the far left, they're every bit as much at war with the establishment Democratic Party, which itself has been pulled pretty far to the left. The difference is the establishment Republican Party has been pulled to the left along with the Democratic Party. Nobody's talking about the radical far, far left and what it's trying to do. You know what? I need to get to a lot of stuff after 10 o'clock, including the phony interpreter at the Mandela event. Okay, everyone's asking how that guy got within 3 feet of the leader of the free world, but there's a question nobody's asking. There's something that nobody's asking. I will get to that after 10 o'clock. Jason brought something off the air, up off the air, in the 2 minutes that I have to mention. He made a prediction that somebody got married this year. Of all the people that got married this year, the first one that's going to be caught for cheating. The obvious answer, Ryan Braun. It was announced this week Ryan Braun got married. And we joked about it, but I didn't bring something up. How can his new wife ever believe anything he said? Oh, he won't lie to me. Well, now that's different. Yeah, I know he lied literally to the entire world, but he won't lie to me. I don't know how long they've been involved. Do you know? I have no idea how long they're involved. Here's another. Did he lie to her? If she married him because she feels she can trust him, did he know that he actually did cheat with PEDs? It's a great question. Did he tell his now wife? Because what we heard is nobody in his circle knew. Did she know? If she knew that he would lie to the whole world, why did he marry her? Why did she marry him? If she was in on the lie too, Jason's like, ka-ching. Gosh, you're a jaded little fellow over there. But you know what I mean? Either way. If she knew about it, she knew what a liar he is. If she didn't know about it, he's already lied to her. Oh, no, he won't do that to me. No. Yeah, there are a lot of people in his life who can't believe that they felt the same way. So your prediction is how long does that marriage last? 1, 2, 5 years? 1 year. Ooh, boy, you are a jaded little fellow over there. I have no idea. All right, the super secret forum on climate change in Wisconsin turned out not to be so super secret after all. We'll talk to someone who was there, and we'll talk in the next half hour to State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld about the recommendations on Common Core. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.